Hi guys. Hello. I'm back. It's Friday and I kind of haven't done a For You Friday episode. I mean, I guess I only missed 1 week of it. I didn't do one last week. I'm going to be so honest. I went away to Boston for the weekend and I just, not that I forgot about it, but I was at work on Friday and I'm sitting at work and I'm like, there's no For You Friday episode going up today. Like, I was supposed to record yesterday and I didn't. If I told you guys the week that I've had with school, not even busyness, but I don't even want to go into detail, but I have had the worst 2 weeks of my life. I know people have it worse. I know it could be worse and I'm trying not to dwell on it anymore, but I had such a horrible 2 weeks. And I remember I just kept thinking to myself, you know, obviously my podcast, it helps me clear my mind. It really does make me so happy and like heals my stress. But at the same time, I had no motivation to even speak because of how disgusted I was by my week. So we're done with that. It's thrown out the window. We solved the problem. We're over it. We're crossing that bridge. And now I'm here and I'm ready to talk to you guys. I have a little bit of a newer setup today. I'm not sure if the that's the beginning of the new week. That's what we're dealing with. Anyways, I have a little bit of a new setup. So I'm not sure if this sounds different, if you notice or not, but I'm trying out something new with my microphone to see if this helps with the audio. I don't get complaints on my audio, but every time I listen to it, I'm like, I just know it could be better. I'm doing a little bit more research as well on finding like something to hold my storage. I know that there's these like huge orange boxes I see everyone have, and I know that it could help my storage out. So I really want to invest in one of those because I think that it will really, really help with my whole situation, because sometimes I have no storage left and I'll pre-record 3 episodes in 1 week and not have enough storage on my computer to hold it. So I really need to fix that problem. So I think I'm going to invest in one of those. But yeah, anyways, okay, we're done talking about that in my life. Those are really the only updates I have going on right now. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about quote unquote that girl. The amount of times that I'm going to say that girl or be that girl in this episode is probably disgusting. So I apologize. I'm going to try my best not to say it that much. But if I catch myself saying it too much, I really am sorry. But we're going to talk about what it means. Why is there controversy? Like, why are people freaking out about it? Why do people want to be this girl? What does it mean to be this girl? Why do people hate the idea of being this girl? And I also asked you guys to ask me questions about it because I feel like a lot of people don't really understand it. I will say my side of it, my perspective, how I was, I guess, introduced to it and what it means. Is it really as big of a deal as people make it? We're going to find out today. So, quote unquote, be that girl. If you go on TikTok and you search up be that girl, I'm not sure if it's a big trend on Instagram, but I know it's a big trend on TikTok. If you search up be that girl or, you know, whatever on TikTok, you will find hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of videos of girls who are working out, eating healthy, getting good grades, going on walks, going grocery shopping, clear skin, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the type of videos that you will see. Half, or I would say like 80% of girls that see that are like, I want to be that girl. I want to be that girl. I love the idea of that girl. That's who I want to be. That's what I strive. That's the future I want. I'm going to follow all these pages and I'm going to like all this so that it shows up on my algorithm and that's who I'm going to be and I'm going to start tomorrow. The other 20% is, what the F does this mean? Why are they creating this unrealistic expectation of what every day is supposed to look like and putting more stress on ourselves and making us feel more guilty for not being that girl, et cetera, et cetera. If you are in that 80%, I'm with you. I totally get it. I think everyone is going to – not everyone. I think most people will see a girl working out, waking up at 6 a.m. and working out and eating clean and going grocery shopping and whatever and getting good grades and are going to think to yourself, I want to do that. I want to be that. And I understand the people that are like, that's just not realistic. It's not realistic for me to wake up at 6 a.m. every day and yada, yada, yada. So that's why I'm here to talk to you guys about it. Number one, what does it mean? To me – this is my perspective. When I post any TikToks that have to do with this, this is exactly what I mean. To me, it really just means becoming the best version of you. It does not mean a skin color. It does not mean a body type. It does not mean a certain aesthetic or whatever. It like simply just means being the best you. Whoever is listening to this, the best version of yourself that's possible out there, which is endless, by the way, is the definition of being that girl. And at the end of the day, it's not specified to becoming a specific image. It's not specified to looking like Kendall Jenner. It's not, you know, it's simply not. And I know that that's why people don't like that term, is because that's what they think it is. And they think it's super unrealistic. So I will answer your questions about what you guys asked about it. But that's the first disclaimer that I kind of want to say, is that it's not an image. It's not a skin color or a body type or a type of hair or, you know, the way that you dress, or, you know, whatever it is, that's not what it's about. Whatever you think, if you were like, I want to wake up tomorrow and be this person, that's what it means. And so that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. And like I said, for me, becoming that girl is having clear skin. You know, I've struggled with acne for 6 years, and I talk about this in my podcast a lot because it is a huge part of my wellness journey, but it's something I've struggled with for years. And being that girl and becoming, if I become the best version of myself and I'm eating clean foods and I'm taking care of myself, my skin's not going to break out anymore. And I know that. It's just, am I going to take the actions to complete that? That's kind of what it's about. And so I'm going to go through your questions. I actually got, this is the most amount of questions I've ever gotten about a topic that I've asked you guys to ask me about. I think because it's such a big trend right now, people are asking about it. So like I said, disclaimer, it's not one image, and also background of what it is just becoming the best version of you and just living a productive and motivated, healthy lifestyle. So the first question that I got is opinion on dangers of perfectionism / obsession with quote unquote that girl mindset. I think this is a reason why people don't like the term either, is because when we label things, we become obsessed. And I was thinking about this today because I've recently noticed that my skin has been clearing up and I've been seeing some physical progress in my body from, you know, when I started working out. And it's so weird because I had been working out since January, and all I kept thinking to myself when I had started, like when I initially started working out, all I cared about was what I looked like, not about what I felt, not about whether or not I would enjoy working out or that I would like the gym. I just cared about what was I going to look like after a year of working out, you know? And then I was thinking about it today and I looked at myself and I was like, wait, I look different than what I looked like a couple months ago. And I didn't notice because the past few months I've just loved working out and loved the way it made me feel. So I didn't think about what it made me look like, you know? And I think that's the same thing when it comes to this perfectionism mindset that we get when it comes to, you know, labeling a diet or labeling a lifestyle. When we label things, we set standards for ourselves. We set expectations for ourselves. And the second that we fail these expectations, we feel guilt on ourselves. And for what? We create our own standards, and then when we don't complete our own standards, we get mad at ourselves. Like we are constantly giving ourselves lose-lose situations, constantly. And I see this in myself, and I see this online, and I see this in my, like, I see this in so many people. We are always giving ourselves lose-lose situations all the time, and I'm so guilty of it too. Set the highest expectation for myself that, you know, at the end of the day, of course, dream big and go for your goals. If you want it, you're going to get it. At the end of the day, if you want something, you're going to get it. If you don't want it, you know, then you're not going to get it. But of course, you know, like definitely like with peace and love, like dream big and you got it. But at the same time, if we wrap ourselves around that whole image of what we want to be, we are going to become obsessed with it. And we're going to start to grow the wrong intentions with it. So for example, if you're thinking to yourself, okay, I want to start being that girl, I'm going to plan it out today. I'm going to plan out what groceries I want. I'm going to plan what it means for me to be that girl. You know, I'm going to plan my workouts for the week. I'm going to whatever it is that, you know, I'm going to meal prep, whatever it is that your goal is for quote unquote that girl. You're like, that's what I'm going to figure out. That's what I'm going to do. Which is great. That's a great start, is just figuring out what it means to be that girl, etc. But here's the thing. We try to do a million things at once. We want to live a healthy lifestyle. We say to ourselves, I'm going to go grocery shopping tomorrow. I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. I'm going to meal prep tomorrow. I'm going to cook my own meal tomorrow. I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to sleep at 9 p.m. tomorrow. And we put everything in one day. And it's like, slow down. You know, like you've never meditated in your life before. You've never cooked your own meal before. And all of a sudden you want to wake up tomorrow and meditate and manifest and cook and go to the gym and slow down, you know, like relax. It's okay.
And it's great to do these things every day, but you can ease into them. Because the problem is, we get this sudden urge of motivation where, you know, we're like, I need to do this and that and this and that and whatever. And we rush ourselves into these habits. And of course, these are amazing habits to put into your everyday life, 100%. But at the same time, when we try to do it all at once, we overwhelm ourselves. And when we overwhelm ourselves, we fail our expectations. And when we fail our expectations, we give up. And we give up because we get guilty. We feel guilty. We're like, I could have done this today, and I didn't. And then we get mad at ourselves, and it's just not fair. Like I said, it's a lose-lose situation. So my number one tip to avoid that perfectionism mindset and to not get obsessed with this lifestyle and let it turn into a negative instead of a positive is to, number one, take it slow. You don't have to do a million things tomorrow morning. Make a list of what it means to be that girl, right? Make a list of what it means to become the best version of yourself. What's going to make you wake up tomorrow and be proud of yourself? Answer that question. Write three things down that is going to make you proud of yourself, right? Whether it's getting 10,000 followers on Instagram or reaching 15,000 listeners on an episode or going to the gym four times a week or growing grocery shopping and cooking your own meal. Okay, right? You made a list. Tomorrow, do one of those things. Tomorrow, you know, go to the grocery store and cook your own meal because that's something that's going to make you proud of yourself. Go ahead and do that tomorrow. You know, like, take it step by step. You don't have to do everything at once. You don't have to crush all your goals in one day or in 1 week or in 1 month. We are always rushing. We are always rushing, and I don't get it. I don't know why. And I'm the same way. I'm not like saying I'm perfect and you guys need to learn from me, because I'm 100% speaking from experience. We are always rushing as human beings. We think everything is go, go, go. We think we have no time in the world. And then we rush into these things and we miss the whole entire journey of what we just went through. The thing that built us up, we completely lose because we are rushing for the end goal. So just take things one by one, and this will really help you not become like obsessed with this idea. Number two is, think of why you want to, quote, be that girl. Like, why do you want to be the best version of yourself? And I know that's a kind of a silly question. You're probably like, why wouldn't I want to be? But there's always a motive behind your goals. There's always a reason that you do what you do and why you want to be who you want to be. Number one, make sure it's not for anybody else. You know, make sure you don't want to be this person just to make other people jealous. And honestly, at the end of the day, maybe if that's what makes you roll, go ahead, go with it. But think of something within yourself. You know, like, why do you want to be this person? Think of why you want to be that person. And once you have that reasoning and you're like, yeah, this is my motivation, you know, like, this is what I want to be and this is why I want to be this person. Once you have your reason, you have to remind yourself of that reason every single day that you wake up. I want to do it for the past version of myself. I want to do it for the girl who has endlessly, and this is getting a little bit deep, but I want to do it for the girl who's been endlessly looking in the mirror for the past 6 years of her life, bawling her eyes out about the way her skin looked and the way her body looked, and just bawling her eyes out about the way she felt when she woke up in the morning, the way she felt when she looked in her reflection, the way she, you know, the girl that has to, and I'm talking about myself, obviously, but like, and I know this is getting kind of deep, but I know that a lot of us have that side to us, and you're not alone in feeling that way. You know, even people that you see that post themselves on social media, everyone feels this way, you know, and I'm not this like huge influencer that's always posting selfies, but at the same time, I do have moments where I'm like, oh, I feel cute, I look cute, you know, but at the end of the day, I know who I've been in the past. I know how I felt about myself, and not even just about physical appearance, but I hate waking up in the morning and having migraines or bloating and having stomach pains. I am always having, you know, fatigue, lightheaded, migraine, bloatingness, stomach pain. I'm always feeling this. And it's because I don't take enough care of myself. And maybe my body's just built differently than other people's, because like, I know other people who don't take care of themselves and feel fine and look fine. And I'm just not that. The second I let go of myself, you can tell. So that's why I want to become the best version of myself, is because I've seen myself at my lowest, and hopefully the lowest it ever gets. And I never want to be that girl again. I never want to be that person
again, that can't stand that the way they look and is insecure about every little thing that they look at and, you know, has no goals and everything. Because I've been that girl and it sucks. So that's why I created this whole podcast, is because I know what it feels like to be that girl. And there are 100% days that I still feel like that girl. But overall, I'm so happy with the way that I've been feeling recently about myself, and I know how much potential I have. So when I remind myself of that and I remind myself why I want to become the best version of myself, it doesn't make me feel stressed out. It makes me feel hopeful. It makes me feel powerful. It doesn't make me feel, oh my God, I can't believe I used to be that girl. It makes me feel, I'm so happy I'm not that girl anymore. So once you kind of think of why you want to be that person, get a journal. And every single day, write your reasoning. I'm not even kidding. Get a journal and write the same exact thing in it every single day. Until you believe it, write it down every single day. I wake up every single morning and I write my daily affirmations in my journal. That is one of the first things I do in the morning, is I open up my journal and I write down the things that I want to be / am claiming and am. I wake up and I act as if I am that person already until it becomes true. I have a successful podcast. I have clear skin. I love the way my body feels after a good workout, et cetera, et cetera. I write these things down every single morning until they are my reality, because they will be my reality one day, but I need to work towards it right now. Once you get into this habit, your mind, without you even realizing, you are training your mind to be in a more positive light. You don't even realize it yet. Like, you don't even realize what you're doing. You're just taking the little actions every day. You know, you're taking the little actions of like manifesting or meditating every day, but you're not realizing how much it's really making you grow as a person and as a girl and as a woman. I have grown so much without even realizing how much I'm growing. And it's because of the daily habits that I inhabit in. That was such a weird way to word it, but if I hadn't taken these steps every day, I wouldn't be who I am today. And I know, as corny as that sounds, but you don't realize what you're doing and how much you're changing while you're doing these little things. And that's where your kind of perfectionism, obsessive mindset shuts off. Because once you start training yourself and training your brain, I wish you guys could see the hand motions that I'm using. It's honestly ridiculous. But once you do these things, these little habits every single day, writing down your daily affirmations, reminding yourself what you're grateful for, taking little steps every day towards your wellness and health journey, you will slowly be transitioning and transforming into this best version of yourself without yourself even realizing it, and you're doing it in the moment. I have so many girls on this podcast talk about their health and wellness journeys, and every single one is different. Even if they've suffered through the same disease or the same insecurity, they all took a different route to where they are now. They all have a different reasoning behind why they got in their wellness journey. They all took a different way to get there, and now they're the best version of themselves. And being the best version of yourself and being quote unquote that girl does not mean you are that girl every single day. That is not realistic. And this is also another thing that will help you get rid of this perfectionism, obsessive mindset. Don't expect yourself to be that person every single day. Do you really think that for the rest of your life, you are going to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, drink a lemon water, go to the gym, go grocery? Like, no, of course not. Why would you even think that? It's not. And why do we want that? Why do we expect ourselves to be that? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like we do put that in our minds, but you don't have to be. You could do it 2 or 3 times a week if you want to, whatever you want. Like, create a routine that's going to make you super productive and motivated. Stick to that routine, but you don't have to do it every single day. Get that out of your head right now. Like, take it out of your head and throw it out the window. You do not have to be that version of yourself every single day. Absolutely not. That will shut you down. That will completely shut you down and make you go all the way down to zero, because it's not realistic. It's not realistic. You're going to have days where you want to sleep in till 12 p.m. and then have coffee and not eat till 2 p.m. and not work out that day. 100% you're going to have days like that. And that's fine, because we're human beings. And at the end of the day, even when we're the best version of ourselves are still human. We're still human. We're still going to make mistakes. We're still going to fall off no matter what. It's how you pick yourself up. That's what matters. And you will only pick yourself up if you're taking small steps toward your wellness journey every single day. You're setting realistic yet high expectations for yourself. You know, the sky really is the limit. You could set any expectation for yourself that you want. And that's kind of how you get out of the obsessive mindset. At the end of the day, you don't have to label it. You're just becoming the best you. That's all that you're doing. Think about that. That's all you're doing. It's not a big deal. You know, we're going to take it day by day. Tomorrow, start with your first thing and try to have the first thing that you have in the morning, have it be a lemon water or a green juice. There you go. That's your first goal for tomorrow. I just made it for you. If you want to take the first step, that's the first thing you're going to do tomorrow. It's one small thing. It'll take you 5-10 minutes out of your day, 5 minutes at most, and it'll be perfect. And it'll be one thing that you got done and one thing that you did. The next thing that I got asked, how can you be motivated all the time to go to the gym? I was never like that, ever. When I was in high school, I played sports. So I played soccer, basketball, track. So I was forced to work out every single day after school because of my sports. My first 2 years of college, when I was no longer playing sports, I never worked out. I ate like shit. I ate horribly, horribly. And I never worked out, ever. Like, when I say I never worked out my first 2 years of college, I never went on walks. I never went on runs. I completely stopped working out. And then I got reintroduced to health and wellness and just that whole lifestyle of working out during quarantine when it first started in like March 2020, like April 2020, whatever. Mostly May is when I started to like start going for runs again and going for walks again. And it was just very casual. I wasn't forcing myself to work out. I was kind of just doing it because there was nothing else to do. So I was like, you know what? I follow these girls on Instagram who work out. Let me try it out too. Let me get into this wellness world. And then once things started opening back up again and I was going to work and school on the regular, I just never made time for it or prioritized it. And then January 2021, I went to the gym with my friend Karin and because she had a membership. And she basically was like, hey, why don't you come with me? I get to bring a free member, like a free pass. I mean, not a member. I get to bring like someone with me, a guest, a free guest pass. And I'm like, okay, sure. Why not? I haven't worked out in a while. Let me try it out. So I went with her and I remember I went home that day and I took a shower and I was like, wait, I feel so good. I feel amazing. I feel so refreshed. My body is tired, but a good tired. I'm going to have the best sleep of my life. I missed working out like this. Why haven't I been doing this? And the next day I made a membership. The next day I was like, I'm going to make a gym membership. I'm going to start going on like my own schedule, obviously, because we had different schedules. And so I started to go every single day. And I remember for a full week, I think I went like 4 or 5 times that week. I didn't want to completely push my body. You know, if I was sore, I would sit home. And so I worked out for about 4 or 5 times that week. And then I kind of lost my motivation right away after that week. I remember it was like the second or third week of January. I had been working out for 5 days and I completely lost all my motivation. And I was like, I don't want to go to the gym anymore. Like, I don't want to do it. I went for 8 days with like one break in between. I'm tired. I don't want to do it anymore. It's not going to fit in my schedule, et cetera, et cetera. Excuse over excuse. And then I was like, you know what? I'm so sick of myself giving excuses to myself on why I can't work out and being like, you can't work out because you have classes or you have homework. If I want to work out, I'm going to prioritize it just the same way that you do listening to this podcast. You want to listen to this podcast, so you made time in your day to listen to it. No matter what you're doing right now, whether you're walking while you're listening to it, you wanted to walk today, so you put it in your tasks because that was your priority. So at the end of the day, I was like, I would do it if I wanted to, 100%. We're going to do what we want to do at the end of the day. We're going to do our priorities. And so I sat down and I was like, you know what, Liv? I'm sick of you. If you want the gym to be a part of your lifestyle, you are going to go 4 times this week for the next month. For the next 3 weeks, you are going to go 3 to 5 times this week. I don't care. Like, I'm forcing myself to do that. So for a full month, the whole month of January and a little bit of February, I forced myself to go to the gym every single day, like technically not every single day because then I would wear my body out. I think I took like 2 break days, but it was also like I was transitioning back into it. I forced myself to go though for those next 3-4 weeks, forced myself. The days that I would wake up and I had my period and I had cramps and it was raining outside. It's like 9 a.m. You're like, I am absolutely not working out today. I just got my period. I have the worst cramps and it's raining out. And right now, if I woke up tomorrow and that was the case, I wouldn't go to the gym. But because I was really disciplining myself during this time, I was like, I'm going to the gym under any circumstance because this is how it's going to become a habit. And I went to the gym that day. And I remember on my drive home, I was like, there is nothing I can't do. Like, I was like, there is absolutely nothing I can do in this world. I just went to the gym on the same day I got my period and had cramps while it's raining out at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. There is nothing I can't do in this world anymore after doing that. And that just gave me a whole urge of motivation. And so after I did this little 3-week challenge of forcing myself to go to the gym, it just became a habit. I've definitely like I've gone like 5 days without working out after that. There's definitely like a few days where my body is just not feeling it. But because now it's part of my lifestyle and part of something I love doing, it doesn't feel like something I have to do anymore. It just feels like something I want to do and that is going to be in my schedule anyways. So I think I would say like just discipline yourself for the first month. That's just personally what worked for me. Obviously, everyone's different and it's all going to work differently. But at the same time, I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like you kind of just have to force yourself and discipline yourself in the beginning. And once you do that, it's going to just become a habit and just something that you want to do and something that feels normal. Like I feel weird on the days I don't work out, to be really honest with you. So I know it sounds a little bit silly and maybe a little bit stupid, but that's personally what really helped me to stay motivated and just remember why you're starting. Okay. The next thing I got asked are what are your some of your The next thing I got asked are what are some of your that girl essentials? I like this question. I thought this was really cute to answer. So just some products that I have that none of this is sponsored, but you know, they're just products that I have that really help me out with living my best life and being the best me. Number one, and I said this in my products video, Hydro Flask. And anyone who knows me, if you're listening to this and you know me personally as like a friend and you heard me say Hydro Flask, you're probably laughing and thinking, oh my God, this girl and her stupid Hydro Flask. It is with me everywhere I go. And when I say everywhere I go, I mean everywhere I go, my Hydro Flask is either with me in my car or in my bag. I always have my Hydro Flask with me. Ever since I've gotten it, I cannot stop drinking water. It makes me drink so much water. It keeps my water cold. And you have to get the sippy straw. I can't drink it without the little sippy straw with it. Literally anywhere I go, it's there. Number two, this one you could kind of get a different variation, an Alexa. I got an Amazon Alexa during like an Amazon sale for I think like $20. And it's definitely not – none of these are necessities that you need to become this girl, but they're just things that have helped me live a healthier, more wellness life. So an Alexa has just really helped me be more productive and remind me of things. If something comes up at the top of my head and I'm like cleaning my room and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to remember to make a chiropractor appointment. I'll just be like, Alexa, remind me in 10 minutes I have to make a chiropractor appointment, et cetera. So it really helps out with that. And also something it helps with is I'm someone that I have a lot of trouble not going on my phone in the morning. So I use Alexa to wake me up instead. So that way I don't have to even reach over and turn off my phone. It kind of helps me with that and it helps me wake up. So that's something that really helps me. But I think any type of cute alarm clock, I know they have like a few cute ones on Amazon that will really help. The next thing is investing in good skincare. So for me, I just got new skincare. I got Youth to the People Superfood Green Tea Cleanser, I believe it's called. It's like their most famous face wash and it's absolutely amazing. I got it because I saw so many people I follow that have beautiful skin using it. And I was like, you know what? I never really like focused too much on my skincare. I used to when I tried to make it heal my skin, but I bought it. Also, the Paula's Choice Exfoliate, I think it's salicylic acid. I think it has 2% of that. Amazing. So good. It's not an exfoliator. That's like a scrub, which I love that it's not like that, but literally probably the best purchase of my life. Next thing, 5-minute journal. 5-minute journal, I love so much. Honestly, I prefer, I know this is weird. I know a lot of people aren't like this. I prefer a blank journal. I do love the 5-minute journal and I do have trouble being consistent with it, but I like having my blank journal more just at my bedside table to write in my daily affirmations every morning because sometimes I get a little bit messy with it. And whenever I write messy in the 5-minute journal, it really bothers me. I don't know why. Maybe that's just me. That might be stupid. Next thing is an Apple Watch, and I'm kind of a hypocrite for saying this because I have an Apple Watch that broke, so I haven't actually used my Apple Watch in like 3 months. But when I did have it, it was honestly amazing. It was so good. It helped me track all my workouts. It motivated me to close my rings. I absolutely love my Apple Watch. I need to get it fixed. I really need to prioritize getting it fixed because it's really my favorite. The next thing is some type of like collagen. I use collagen powder. I use this like vegan one. The brand I think is Aloe Beauty. It has like aloe vera in it too. And it's not collagen. It's a collagen booster. So it doesn't directly have collagen in it, but it boosts collagen. So maybe you should do more research on it. I really like it. It's vegan. Honestly, tastes really good in your smoothies. And collagen really has helped me. I took biotin at one point when I was trying to grow my hair. Honestly, did not like it. I think that it made me break out more, which is kind of a hard thing for me to even keep track of because everything makes me break out. But I think that it made me break out a little bit more, and it makes you grow hair everywhere, not just your hair, not just your head, I mean, everywhere. So I like collagen more, so I recommend getting some type of collagen powder to put into smoothies or maybe a pill. I just don't like pills. I prefer to take the powder. The next thing is some type of oil. Like, I really like rose oil, and then gua sha and jade roller help me so much. Using this in the morning is the best. Also an ice roller. I keep an ice roller in the freezer, and I ice my face in the mornings, and it's honestly the best thing you will ever feel. It's like a little bit of a shock at first, but it's literally – it's amazing. I hate how I say literally so much, but yeah, that has really, really helped me. The last thing that I'm going to say that I've been using so much recently is a tote bag. I have so many tote bags. I've been kind of going through a tote bag phase this summer. My favorite ones, I have one from Mad Happy, but that can also be a little bit pricier. So I have one from Be Well with Kayla. I had Kayla on an episode to actually talk about gut health and hormonal health. She was absolutely amazing. So I highly recommend listening to that episode. But she was really, really great to have on. And she also has her own merch line. So I got a tote bag from her, and I absolutely love it so much. So yeah, I think a tote bag is just really good when you're going grocery shopping. It's good for the environment, and they're really cute to carry around. I'm so sick of purses. Tote bags are so much cuter. So those are my kind of like that girl essentials that I use on a daily basis and everything. Okay, the next question I got is, to becoming that girl, how do I sleep earlier? I seriously can't do it. I totally get this. My sleep schedule is all over the place. Some days, like some weeks, it's really, really good where I sleep at 9:30 and I wake up at 6 a.m. But I've kind of just learned to adjust with my schedule more. For example, tomorrow I have class at 8 a.m. So I really want to be asleep before 10:30 tonight. But then today I had work at 11 a.m. So yesterday I let myself sleep a little bit later at like 11 p.m. because I was like, you know what? I don't have work till 11. I can just sleep in a little bit more. And I knew I was going to the gym after work, so I've kind of just learned to adjust it with my schedule and not force myself to wake up at 6 a.m. every day. I think that was honestly messing with my sleeping schedule a little bit. I think if you discipline yourself long enough to sleep at 9:30, whatever time you want to sleep, and wake up at 6:30, I think if you discipline yourself long enough to do that, you will be able to do it. I think just discipline yourself for like 3 weeks, really train yourself to do it. For me, on the weekdays, I'm super healthy with my sleep schedule, the way I eat, working out, everything. And then the weekend comes and I completely lose track of everything. My room's a mess. My sleeping schedule's off. I didn't eat healthy. That's honestly my goal this weekend, is to stay consistent with what I've been doing during the week. Like, I live my best life on the weekdays. I wake up on time, and I get ready for work or school, and then I go to the gym after work or school, and then I come home and I cook my own dinner, and I eat my dinner, and I take a shower, and I'm in bed by 9 p.m. And I'm like that Monday through Thursday, and then Friday I have plans Friday night, and then it's like I don't sleep till 2 a.m. And then Saturday I sleep in. Like, I completely mess up my whole schedule on the weekends. So I just decided my goal for this weekend is to stay consistent with it and see what happens. We're going to see if we can do it, because I really need to be careful with that. But I think just train yourself, honestly, just train your body to sleep earlier and wake up earlier. And if you do that long enough, it will become a habit. The last question I'm going to answer, because I know this episode's getting a little bit long, is, what do you do if you want to be that girl, but the people around you are not motivated, or healthy? Okay. Honestly, it's more likely that they won't be motivated and healthy than that they will be. You know, at the end of the day, you need to be who you want to attract, right? If you want to be a healthy wellness gym girl, you need to just be that person and those people will come into your life. I promise you. And I honestly still haven't experienced that. I haven't made like a wellness gym friend. I can't wait to make one. And I have amazing friends. You know, I have amazing friends that I get along with in different ways, but I don't have a friend that I could talk to about the gym or about health or cooking or wellness or whatever. I don't have that yet. But I know that the more I just become this girl and just the more I become the best version of me, who I'm becoming is who I will attract to come to me as well. So being more open and being more social and just sharing who you are. I think sharing who I am online helps me a lot. I get a lot of Instagram friends who are very similar to me. The people I talk to on my podcast are amazing women that I keep in contact with through Instagram and are so motivating. But I completely agree. I think that it's great to have someone in person that you can hang out with and go to the gym with. And I really do wish I had a gym buddy or someone to just, you know, go grocery shopping with or whatever. I think it's super fun. And, you know, I think it would be great to have a girl to do those things with, but I just don't right now. But I know that it'll come. And I totally understand what you mean when you say that, because it does motivate you more. It does keep you more in aligned with your goals. Some people don't need it. I definitely don't think I need it. It's been like 7 months of me living this lifestyle and I'm doing great on my own. But at the same time, I know that if I had one more push, it would be a lot more fun and I would learn so much more. So I think that the more you just become that person, they're going to come along and just be more social. You know, maybe check, I don't know if you're in college or not, but see if your school has a wellness club or a gym club or a yoga club or a nutrition club, something like that. So that way you're kind of surrounded by those people more and you could just kind of go up to them and be like, hey, like my name's yada yada and I do this. Like, do you live in this area? Whatever. And just become more social with these people. And soon enough, you could become friends with them. So be more open, be more social, become that person. You will attract those people. So that is all the questions we're going to answer. I honestly recorded a lot longer than I thought I was going to record. So if you listened this far, I love you. Please, like, I honestly sometimes I get listens on my podcast and I just can't believe people actually listen to me speak. It's honestly insane. I love talking to you guys so much. I'm really happy that you guys are enjoying For You Friday. I definitely love talking to my guests and love having them on. But at the same time, I think it's really good to kind of just sit down with you guys, catch up about my life, update you guys about everything, etc. So I'm really, really happy that I got to talk to you guys and I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Like I said, my goal this weekend is to stay on track with my goals and to have an organized room all weekend. I know that sounds super silly, but I haven't gone a weekend with doing that in so long. So I gotta get back on track with it. But I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Monday, I'm so excited for Monday's episode to go up. I'm talking with Sarah tomorrow. I haven't even talked with her yet. I'm talking with her tomorrow night, Thursday night. Today's Wednesday. And we're going to talk all about skin. You guys are not ready. I have already messaged her. We've been texting back and forth. She is so intelligent and the miracles that she shows on her page are absolutely insane. I cannot wait to just pick her brain about everything that I want to know. I'm so excited to talk to her. So I'm actually going to post on Instagram for you guys to ask me questions that you want me to ask her, because I think that might help me come up with more things that maybe you guys want to know. I'm so excited to have her on though. So definitely keep in check for that Monday's episode. Thank you so much for listening to this week's For You Friday episode. I hope you have an amazing weekend and I will talk to you on Monday. Bye.